into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer our praise unto your name. Come on and say welcome. Welcome into this place, oh Lord. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our heart as we offer our praise unto your name. As we lift our hands, as we lift our heart, as we offer up our praise unto your name. Come on and welcome the Holy Spirit into your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your arms. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. Oh, my dreams, oh, my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, 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 my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Hallelujah. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Say it one more time. My life is not my own. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy. You're altogether wonderful to me. Here I am. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, to you. Come on and lift your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, each and every one of you. We welcome the Holy Spirit in the house on today to have his way. Once again, this is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I am worshiping in spirit and in truth on my job on today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you with bowed hearts on today. Father, we say thank you, Almighty God, for who you are, the King of glory and the great I am. We thank you for your anointing on today. Father, we ask, God, that you pour out upon each and every one of us like never before. Father, we stand under your open heaven, Father God, send and believing and trusting at your holy word, Almighty God. We thank you, Father, for this call. We thank you for its leaders, Almighty God. We thank you for every caller that calls in, Almighty God. We thank you, oh, Father God, as we stand in agreement on today, Father God, that you shall move mountains on our behalf, Father. You shall heal bodies, God, where they need to be healed. You shall comfort those that mourn, Almighty God. Father, you shall bless the brokenhearted, oh God. And we asking you right now, God, Lord, the speaker, Father, the one that's bringing the word, God, that you anoint them from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet, Father. We thank you, Almighty God, for the artist company, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon it, Almighty God. And Lord, you will not remove it, Father God. And as your hand is upon this company, your hand is upon each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you on today, Almighty God, that there is none like you, Almighty God. And we shall give you the praise, the glory, and honor that's due your name, God. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. You can take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you, Minister Pray the Heavens Down, Keisha Lee, greeting and seating us and opening us up with that powerful prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor, and to receive a word from on high. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and their yes is why we can be here each Monday through Friday to receive a word for such a time as this. And we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that the call has a website, and that is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and there all messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call. If you feel like the Lord is leading you to become a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as a greeter, or as a host, or if God has given you a word in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get back with you. Friday, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Again, the new morning motivational call is following this call Monday through Friday immediately after this call, where a team of dynamic leaders throughout artist life give us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you have a cell phone company that charges you to dial in to the master's call or into the morning motivational call, you can use this bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger really needs no introduction. She is one of our dear sisters who just continually is a joy, and that is none other than Minister Cynthia Cox. The Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox was elected as the 79th Assembly District Female District Leader and has held the position as such for the past 10 years. Minister Cynthia served on the DC 37 Union Member and Delegate to Vice President, Pension Social Security Life Member, and National Council of Negro Women. Minister Cynthia is an artist, life distributor, and as an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social service and economic need. Her goal is to implement self-sufficiency. I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to the others none other than my very own prayer partner, my sister, my friend, Minister, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Barely. Can you speak up just a little?
Okay.
There you are. Praise the Lord. The floor is yours.
All right. Good morning, Master Paul family, fans, and guests. I am rejoicing this morning, giving God all the praise. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for that powerful introduction. I will pay you later. Thank you so much. For I appreciate you. Also, love you to life. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for that powerful tag, Thinking Jesus Tuesday, and that powerful prayer. I still appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Lawson, for that awesome praise and worship. Thank you.
Minister Cynthia, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay. All right. Let me just, I was doing some new things, but that's not working. All right. So we're going to move forward. As I was sharing with you, thank you for two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Cola Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wellesley, for keeping us focused on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for 11 years, and our anniversary coming up on October the 25th. I am so glad to have been on the journey with those, with everyone, and our prayer warriors. I'm so appreciative of that. I thank you for everyone in the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life with everyone. Also, thank the staff for keeping our products moving to our homes. Matter of fact, I received my nice parts on last evening, so I thank you. So my subject today is the rhythm of rest. We have to rest. I you know, sometimes I know I'm moving fast, but I found out the rhythm of rest, we have to rest. And Isaiah 30 and 15 say, in return and rest, you shall be saved. Amen? Amen. This is a part of my journey by Be Still and Know That I'm God. That song 46 and 10, that's a part I've been to read and look at and wrestle with the things that God has shared with us. Be Still, Know That I'm God. I just know that we must be still. We can't keep moving like we are because God has shared some things with us. He's bringing something to light, and that's where we come. Let us pray. My Lord, let me lean on you for a while. I have a little strength left right now, and my hope has faded. Let me find some comfort in you, Lord, your guidance. I will surrender my thoughts and my wills to you. I will stop trying to fix everything. Amen. I will let you guide me to the right way to repair all that I have broken in my life. Let me rest, yours. Let me rest, Lord. I am still trying. I'm still trying on my own. What a little piece of my life right now. Lord, give me the strength today, Lord, to share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The remnant of rest. The remnant of rest. And the scripture I was saying, be still, know that came into my spirit back in 2010, 2011 when I came into this year. I knew that the things I had did last year, I had to step back and rest. And it's a daily encouragement for us everyone, to be still. I was reading at the NLT Bible. Said, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored. Every nation, I will be honored throughout the world. Amen? That's why we have to be still, because we are on the move. I think sometimes this pandemic came for us to be still, because God said, you're not paying me any mind. You're not worshiping me. You're worshiping everything. You're doing this. You're doing that. And he had to stop us, because like Dr. Vanessa said, this is no surprise to us. It's no surprise God. It's not surprising God at all what's coming at us. And I learned the remnants of rest. The world beats on a rhythm. The sun rises and sets every day. The seasons change four times a day, four times a year. And our bodies echo and flows to a long cycle. We live by inhaling, exhaling, rhythm, but rarely stop to notice it. Amen? That's why we have to be still. Finding rhythm and balance is a worthy quest. If we don't find balance, we are telling ourselves that the entire world is on our shoulders, that if we stop, life will come and crashing down on us. Amen. Can we get a witness on that? Hallelujah. You're looking at one right now. This is Cynthia. Cynthia had that same. I didn't rest. I was just on the move. But I thought I had to do this, I had to do that. But God said, no, you have to rest. And get to talking with a lot of women throughout the year. Most of the time, they will share about their lives without failing. There are two things almost every woman tells me. The first is that she's exhausted. The second is that she feels like she's not doing enough with her life. I can come to say that about myself. She's exhausted because she's doing so much. Also terrified she's not doing enough. So we come to the rhythm of rest. We need to talk about this to feel to me like we, as a generation of sisters who raises the world together, mighty need to call on times out of the fine some more life-giving ways to move through this world, because there are too many of us who are walking, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, accusing ourselves of everything we need, aren't doing, or being, or becoming. Amen. The Lord said he will fight your battle, but you got to stop. You have to stop the rhythm of rest. We are We are so busy that we are losing the ability to be human, to live by human pace, to have linger a conversation with the pregnancy poses, where no one feels rushed to feel the silence, the ability to smell oranges blossom in the spring. It seems to me that we need to lessen stress and more living. Amen? I think that just the rhythm of rest is we got to stop. And as that come back to mind, I begin to look around and I understand. I was reading some articles and I said, look at God. He said, be still. I said, yeah, be still. I am the one. And if you can identify, you say, oh, yes, I am the one. We forge our own path. Because of that, we need to show ourselves and one another some compassion. So if you don't crave deeply friendships, but it don't feel like you have this time to the energy to them, if you are exhausted, if you feel depleted by giving so much of your world around you, you have you. Not me, you, that you have forgotten to how to care for yourself. I have the gut feeling that solution is to find that the world, the Sabbath couple, will become religious about praying. So we have to, the Sabbath, like my grandmother said, Sabbath day and keep it holy. We have to stop and give God some time because we are all on a rush. We're here, we're there, we're doing this, we're doing that. But I learned as I, the remnant of rest, I have to rest. I have to rest because God said, I need to stop and be still and know who he is because we are so busy doing this and doing that. But you don't, do we praise God? Do we say thank you, Jesus, for just something I think about this call in the morning? I call other individuals. My phone I get you say, why am I hanging up so many times? I've been calling others to bring them to Christ, bring them on this call because right now we need God more than ever. We need him like we never needed him before. Because I said, I give myself away. So if you craving friendships, oh, if you have the energy, and if you exhausted, you need to stop. Stop and be a witness to this. I know God is, understand. I understand that when the Sabbath is a concept that comes from the Jews' friends, they recognize that God has instructed us to rest. And the day that work that very seriously, they very serious about their religion. Oh yes, they are. They Sabbath day, they take it serious. We talk 24 hours, dedicating focus on rest, slowing down. At the end of the 24 hours of rest, they celebrate like a Christmas, Easter, all wrapped into the one. They sing a week. In order for the word, they rest by playing on a consistent basis, the remnants of rest. Come, I come from a faith tradition that admires people who can still be quiet for a long time. I love spending time myself in quietness, but the truth is that usually it's good for me. I am better around people who remind me who I am. Hallelujah, the remnants of rest. A friend or share with the conversation he has, the spiritual direction that we must be still, as he said, be still and know that I'm God. He was telling us direction about the decision, being quiet, more silence and solitude in our lives. So, you know, let me just ask anybody, do y'all meditate? Meditation is so when that's when you have an encounter with the Lord. You listening and you're just sitting there, just absolutely like some of the friends do meditation. That is so powerful. Why should we do that? We should do it because really good for me, and I need to figure some things out. Because if you stop talking, you're like the doctor with the set up ministry. If you stop talking, you can hear God. But so we got things going on, we're doing this and doing that. But I come to say, you have to rest. You got to be still and know that He is directing our path. I sometimes understand how God works. And then you got to look at with my raising in the South and coming to North, it's like a night and day. It's different from there. They had a lot. We had a lot of rest. We had peace. We had everything. Here is something going on all the time. All and never dull moment in the state of New York. Please believe me, in the Bronx especially, because we really good things. I need to figure out something, the direction, response, and surprise Him. Why don't you do the things that really life is giving you? Why? Why don't we do the good things? Why? I go to have meal with good people and paint pictures and just enjoy life, playing. This would be interesting. And being in that political world, you sometimes had to take a step back and see where you're going. But I was always busy. I had a lot going on. And to this day, I still have that. I was disreading for 12 years, state committee once. But that was a life of, you know, I don't know. It was a good life because you know what? I was helping my community. I was empowering the community. I was giving them something they needed because people look up to you. They see that you're doing things. They see that you're, you know, you carry yourself in the way that you identify as a child of the Most High God. So you need people watch you. They see you. They look at you. They see how you carry yourself. Sometimes we need to hear that. Be still and quiet. Oftentimes we need to hear, go play, spend time with people, friends, family, just spend time. When we think about what God has given us, you say, Lord, I thank you. When you look at over in Haiti, when you look up over in the other Afghanistan, you look at that, so we are blessed beyond our wildest dreams. We have everything. We don't even take it serious. I thank God, like we said, we thank God. And I look around and say, you know, that we got to understand where we are and where we're going. So we have to have the remnants of rest. We have to rest. People are trying to get to the United States, and we have everything if we don't take it serious. That's why this call is so important. That's why we need to fill this call up with everybody because they need to hear this. And it's a few things that I might sparkle. There's some ideas to how to rest and to play. Amen? One is every month, my family make up a list of play days, activities that we want to do in family. We usually come up and with a handful of ideas. Then on the day that we have set aside for playing, we refer to our list. So do you make a list of what you're going to do? You got to make a list. I have a family, niece and nephews all over the place. I tell you one thing, we have to begin to, that's why I thank God for the conference call, because on Zoom, if we cannot see each other, we must rest. We got to come in and say, let the family come together. The family stays together, praise stays together, as they say. This is one of them. This one hurts a little. Maybe we need to understand a rest. Listen, we are on our devices at all times. Yesterday, there was a distraction. Yesterday, the Facebook went down. Everybody was in a panic stage. 6 hours, they said they got to explain that one. I said, hallelujah. So we get the rest. So if we go on and if we can just keep on resting, participate in things that rejuvenate you, sometimes we need to break the beautiful places to figure everything out. The voices of nature, what is preferred? When you go out walking, I have begun to go on the tracks just to be outside, just to get to see the individual people outside, the children playing, laughing, having fun. They said they're getting some rest, they're getting away from school, but we said we got to. But if I ask everybody to keep a Sabbath day, but you got to also make sure you go into church. Well, we can't go to church now, but we can do Zoom. It's all about what we connected to. So in question, let me say to you, what are some of the in your life that are currently serving and distracting you? How can you exchange them for the be still, as I say, and know that I'm God? That's a good one. I always will keep that in my thing. I will thank God for everything he has shared with me. I thank God for the time I'm spending here with you. Hallelujah. The remnants of rest. Back to you, Minister Kai, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing woman of God who just brought the message, Minister Cynthia. Lord, we know that you know exactly what she stands in need of, and we ask you to do the exceeding and abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Father, we ask right now that you be a hedge of protection around her. Father, keep her family safe, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, give her everything she needs, Lord, and those things that line up with your will that she desires. Father, we thank you for our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you touch their minds and their bodies, O Heavenly Father, that they line up with your will for their lives. Lord, we ask that you be a hedge of protection around them. We ask that you keep the Des De Leon family and the Artist Life family, Father. You know what they all stand in need of, and we thank you because we know that we know that we know that you have already done it, Father, and we are just standing and waiting on the manifestation, and we give you the praise, glory, and honor during that time. Father God, you know that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch baby Moses and baby Maddie right now in the name of Jesus. Father, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Continue to develop their bodies so that they may be whole and healthy. Lord, we thank you in advance because we know that you've already worked it out. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to touch each and every one of our Master Calls family. Father, those prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, Father, we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory, and we thank you. We stand knowing that you are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We ask that you touch all the bereaved families, O Heavenly Father. You know each name. You know each family, O God. Father, you know what they stand in need of, and we're trusting and believing that you are God all by yourself and that you have worked it out already, Lord. We thank you because we know that you have counted every hair on our head. That's because you love us that much, oh God. So we thank you and we call it done because we know that you are a God who cannot lie, oh Heavenly Father. So we seal it in the blood of Jesus because he is our Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you, thank you, thank you, because we know that you sent Jesus to the cross, but just as important, he chose to surrender to the process so that we could be returned to right relationship with you. Lord, we love you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name because you are worthy of that and so much more. Lord, we consider it done. We seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Immediately following this call, excuse me, is the Noon Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear the playback of this message, it's 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing from you all and seeing you all on the board yet again tomorrow. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Rosalind, for our psalmist this morning, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Minister Keisha. Pray the heavens down, Minister Keisha,
for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And again, to you, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, thank you for that message this morning about rest. I will now ask you to come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you so much, the entire team, Prophet Cav, Minister Keisha, and Minister Robin. I appreciate you all. Thank you. God, you will care deeply about our rest, that even you rested. Help us to find moments of practice the Sabbath through the rest and prayer. I said, be still and know that I am God. Wait patiently for me. Amen, amen, and amen. Enjoy your day. God bless you all.